Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bannock, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Dr. Sean Whiteman has been superintendent at the North Huron School District for about 90 days, and during that time, he's gotten to know the district, staff, students, and residents. Whiteman will be doing community presentation outreach sessions on what he's observed and proposes steps to be taken going forward. There will be one tonight, March 17th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Port Austin Welcome Center, and on Wednesday, March 18th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Port Hope Activity Center. During his presentations, he will explain the insight he has gained from those contacts and ways to work together on a strategic plan for the district. He did a three-phase approach to the study. An essential component of Phase 3 was the establishment of structures to monitor progress and support continuous improvement. That will involve leadership, team meetings, and committee updates that serve as mechanisms for reviewing data, reflecting on progress, and adjusting plans as needed, noted his report. Whiteman's plan is to transition the district to sustained leadership with strong relationships and priorities clarified so the district is well positioned to move forward with purpose. For more information on the plan, go to the district's website at https://www.nhuron.org. And in Saginaw, Michigan, residents in Saginaw County will have a chance to weigh in on the future of two major roadways later this month. The Michigan Department of Transportation is planning an open house on March 24th, focused on a corridor study involving M13 and M81. The drop-in session runs from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Saginaw Transit Authority Regional Services Facility on Johnson Street, giving the public a direct line to planners shaping the project. Rather than a formal presentation, the event is designed as a hands-on opportunity. Visitors can browse project displays, speak one-on-one with transportation officials, and share concerns or ideas, especially around traffic safety and how the roads serve drivers, pedestrians, and other users. The study itself takes a close look at current conditions along key stretches of both routes, including M13 between I-75 and Hess Avenue, and M81 between M13 and Outer Drive. Officials say this goal is to explore potential changes that could improve safety and traffic flow while better accommodating all modes of travel. Community input gathered at the open house will help guide these next steps, making local participation a central part of the planning process. When we come back after this Thumb Cell sponsor message, we'll continue with our national and international news.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the
Thumb Cellular, proudly serving here in Tuscola and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, the NCAA Tournament Selection Sunday sparks debates. Following Selection Sunday, the brackets for the 2026 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament have been finalized. Notable inclusions include the number 11 seeded USF Bulls, who will face the number 6 seeded Louisville Cardinals this Thursday in Buffalo. Sports analysts are debating the snubs and surprises of the 68-team field, with several mid-major teams earning higher seeds than expected. The tournament is projected to see record viewership as fans return to full capacity venues across the country. And in our international news, scientists discover a link between lung cells and cancer spread. Researchers at VIB, KU Levin and the Francis Crick Institute have published findings showing how cancer cells exploit healthy lung cells to spread. The study reveals that tumors use specific lipids produced by lung cells as signals to establish secondary growths. By decreasing lipid production in healthy cells, researchers were able to reduce metastasis in animal models. This discovery opens the door for researchers for new host-targeted therapies that focus on the environment surrounding a tumor rather than just the cancer cells themselves. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.